Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. But many generations of schoolchildren do, because they remember this famous opening stanza of the midnight ride of Paul Revere by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Back when students still memorized poetry for recitation, this was a standard assignment. Though it has become fashionable in many literary circles to deride Longfellow, he remains one of my favorite poets. His work is accessible, and it rhymes, which might sound like a strange reason for liking a poem or a poet, but the constraints of form require greater effort and artistry than the free verse that has become synonymous with the idea of poetry. Paul Revere's Ride first appeared in publication in 1860 and 1861. Longfellow, himself an abolitionist, wrote a poem that immortalized the idea of a small band of people pulling together to fight to preserve an idea at a time when that very idea, a new nation formed of the people, was crumbling around them. He did not write a factually accurate historical record of the man known as Paul Revere. Esther Forbes did that. But he created an American icon that endures to this day and stirs our hearts still. He said to his friend, "If the British march by land or sea from town tonight, hang a lantern aloft in the belfry arch of the old North Church as a signal light, one, if by land, two, if by sea, and on the opposite shore will be ready to ride and spread the alarm through every Middlesex village and farm for the country folk to be up and to arm." The North Church Tower is real. President Ford celebrated the bicentennial there by lighting a third lantern. I remember as a child visiting Boston and swooning at the idea that I could sit in a box pew in the old North Church. It was lost on me at the tender age of seven that the North Church was Anglican and therefore the Church of England, an unusual and possibly ironic choice as a lookout post for the American Revolution. Though in reality, Revere was one of a party that rode that night, the poem seeks to inspire all of us to have the courage to face situations that seem bigger than our individual selves. So through the night rode Paul Revere, and so through the night went out his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm, a cry of defiance and not of fear, a voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo forevermore. For born on the night wind of the past, through all of history to the last, in the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will awaken and listen to hear of the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere.